And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm Sam, recording from a thankfully sunny-ish London, England. Finally, it's been such a miserable 6 months or so of the same dreary weather. Unless you like that dreary weather, I guess, in which case, if you can, move to England in the winter because it's never-ending. First song we heard was Screeching Weasel with Work. And that was because, one, good song, and two, this episode is dedicated to all things work and employment and adjacent topics. I'll talk a bit later in the episode about why I chose this topic, because there is a specific reason that's important to me. But first, I want to play some music. And I also want to say thank you to everyone on the Facebook page for Maximum that contributed suggestions of their favorite work related songs. I'm going to play a number of those. So we're going to start with Working Is No Problem by Pylon, which was a suggestion by Erica Elizabeth, Maximum Rock and Roll's very own, who actually has offered a number of suggestions for this show, demonstrating their deep knowledge of work-related punk songs. So thank you so much, Erica. Amazing contribution to this show. Here's Pylon. We'll be right back. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was X-Ray Specs with Warrior and Woolworths. Prior to that, we had Angst with Worker Bee, which was on the All Quiet on the Western Front Maximum compilation from back in the day. Preceding that was Suicidal Tendencies with I Want More. And we started the set with Pylon, Working Is No Problem. And what the title of that song makes me think about is how work in itself isn't a problem. I could think if people are doing work that they find gratifying or fulfills a need and to facilitate the lives that they want to lead and they're being respected, most people are happy to contribute something. But it's work, I think, where you don't feel, where one doesn't feel it's fair, or they're being treated well, respected, and their time is valued as it should be, where it becomes more problematic. And going back to the X-Ray Specs song, I want to give a shout out to Lisa Berenson, who suggested Warrior and Woolworths. And they said, because who hasn't had a shitty service job where you have to mask all day when you just want to rage? Also, such a great, sassy, perfect tune. And totally agree. I think my first job was in Sainsbury's, which is a supermarket here. And I'm not sure how good at masking I was, because I remember distinctly being called the C word by my boss there. I'm not sure why I wasn't intentionally trying to be difficult. I think just trying to be oneself and not be subservient to someone if what they're asking doesn't seem fair probably led them to, well, I don't know, call me that and then give me a load of jobs that where I worked in isolation and had to do things that he thought were the shitty jobs, which in some respect they were, like cleaning out dirty toxic totes and stuff like that. But at the same time, if you're working in a yard and you're on your own, you could be listening to music and thinking about what you want to make or other things, and you don't need to interact with people. And it's sometimes like what seem like menial things, I think, especially if there's not like a customer facing aspect to it, can give one time, I think, to use their mind to like think about other things and what they want to do that beyond what that job. So yeah, kind of did that and worked on music, just listening to songs and thinking out what I wanted to add to it. So yeah, solidarity to anyone that feels they need to mask when they're working at these type of service jobs, but also be great to push for a work world where we don't need to mask and we can be ourselves and we kind of normalize being real and true and you know, being kind but not accepting that you're there to absolutely appease everyone and take shit. Okay, some more music. Start the next set with The Autistics, Get a Job. This was a suggestion by Sean Duggar. So thanks, Sean.
Get a job. things to keep you at the dock. Career opportunities are ones that never knock.
Whew.
I hate all of my school's rules. They just think that I'm an utter fool.
Career opportunities are ones that never knock. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunities are ones that never knock.
About your money, because it means so much to you.
believe that people should find the thing that comes the easiest to them and master it. Comes the easiest to you, you know, even if it's something, it's going to be useful in society in some kind of way, even if it's someone who just knows how to clean their sneakers really well. There's a lot you can do with that creative idea of just honing into what you do best.
Rapper Ransom said, hardest thing to be in this world is something you're not.
That is true.
And it's hard. It'll wear you down.
It sure will.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We just heard The Delinquents with Do You Have a Job for a Girl Like Me from the 1979 7-inch Alien Beach Party. Delinquents from Austin, Texas. And I added that clip of an Erykah Badu interview that I heard maybe sometime last year, just as a counterbalance to what was what I perceived to be the sentiment in that Delinquents song. Maybe that was sarcastic, but that they didn't have talent or skills to offer. Because as Erykah Badu says, mentions in this, we all have innate skills and abilities that are unique to us. And I don't know, I feel the world would be a better place if we were able to kind of work in ways that like maximize our individual strengths. I think what we do well and think that isn't valuable potentially probably is valuable for someone if we can believe it and have the resources to and the opportunity to make it what we do of our time, because working is really like how we spend so much of our time. So before that, we listened to The Shifters with Work, Life, Gym, Etc. The Shifters from Melbourne, Australia. That's from their record Have a Cunning Plan. Ahead of that, we heard Embrace with the song Money. That was recommended or suggested by Nothu Yu and Chris Bald. Bald, who was in the band, messaged and said that was actually about being a boss, and Nothu responded with I hear you on that, but it's about work in the end. And it's true, this is not necessarily a show all about disliking your job, it's about different aspects of work. So really happy to put that one in, and I think the message in that song is really important in terms of how what one does and the value that capitalism applies to it does not necessarily or doesn't align at all with one's value as a human being. So ahead of that, we had The Clash with Career Opportunities. That was the re-recorded version for Sandinista with vocals by Luke and Ben Gallagher, Mickey Gallagher's sons, the keyboardist. I really like that version, as well as the original. Just wanted to switch it up. So, shout out to those that suggested Career Opportunities and other Clash songs. And prior to that, we had The Autistics with Get a Job. And that one links to why I chose this topic. I've been really interested in the experience of neurodivergent people like myself and employment, and wanting to kind of understand what some of the challenges I've experienced and others do in terms of obtaining and maintaining gratifying employment and having one's kind of unique strengths recognized and valued. So I've started a project called Working to Work, which is both a kind of a YouTube channel, a podcast, and it would be a broadcast on a radio station called Resonance, which also airs Maximum Rock and Roll in London. And the focus is to kind of explore what some of the barriers are for autistic people, ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, generally people whose minds and sensibilities and behaviors are perhaps divergent from what's considered normal. And thus those kind of differences, I think, can be less appreciated in terms of work. And also the unique strengths, I think, that people can offer if given the opportunity aren't always recognized or valued. So I kind of wanted to explore, like, talking to different guests, other autistic people, activists, politicians, academics, coaches, what they think some of the challenges are and how they might be overcome and mitigated. So yeah, a project I'm really passionate about, and as I say, inspired the theme for this episode. And if you're interested in Working to Work and listening to some of the interviews I've been doing or getting involved in any way, the YouTube channel is called Working to Work. So youtube.com/@workingtowork, that's with a T-O rather than the number, or you can search in the podcast apps for Working to Work. And yeah, it's not for profit, it's not my job, it's something I'm passionate about and want to explore. I want to add to kind of a progressive discourse around neurodivergent employment, because the numbers are so low in the UK. It's 3 in 10 autistic people are in work, which is significantly lower than non-autistic people, and also the lowest of any disability group. And it's not because autistic people don't have a desire to work or the skills and ability and will to offer that. Okay, so some more music. This was one of the first songs that came to mind when I was thinking about this show, and some other people recommended it, suggested it in the thread. This is 15 with Family Values.
Lately, I've been working in a factory, in an industry. Yeah, lately, I've been working in a factory.
Wage slave, that's me.
Yeah. Lately, hey, I've been working in a factory, in an industry. Yeah, lately, hey, I've been working, filling barrels, 10,003. Yeah, how much crime is enough to sell to Americans? How many products are enough to sell to Americans? How much profit is enough for one rich man to make up my labor that he knows damn well comes at the expense of me having time for my children? Lately, I've been working in his factory, in his winery. Yeah, lately, I've been working, filling barrels, 10,003. Yeah, lately, I've been working in his factory so I can feed my babies. Yeah, lately, I've been working in his factory. Wage slave, that's me, yeah. How much wine is enough? It's not to Americans. How many products are enough? It's not to Americans. How much profit is enough for one rich man to make up my labor that they know damn well comes at the expense of me having time for my children? Family values means burn down the factory. 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 Burn. Burn. Burn.
Repetition.
All right, Maximum Rock and Roll. This is a special episode. They're all special episodes, but this one's special in the sense that its speciality is work and employment. And even if you missed the beginning, you may have recognized the theme. Song we just heard was Wet Drag, not to be mistaken for or confused with Wet Leg, who seem very popular at the moment. But this is Wet Drag from Oakland with the song Work Drag. Before that, we heard Dillinger 4 with, let me get this title right, it's kind of long. Superpowers Enable Me to Blend In with Machinery. That was a suggestion by Al Quaint, so thank you, Al. Prior to that, it was Mo Tucker of Velvet Underground fame, but also fame in their own right as a solo artist with their song Work. Before that, it was Jungle Nausea with Job Club, and we started the set with 15 Family Values. So again, shout out to everyone that suggested that one. Just wanted to also mention, in terms of what I was talking about in between the previous set, Working to Work, the project I'm working on, one of my interviews was with Danny, who goes by the Punk Rock Autistic, who has doing a lot of powerful work in terms of empowerment for autistic people, and also in respect of employment. And I spoke with them for that project. So if you're interested, there is a interview on the YouTube channel and the podcast. And I also wanted to mention it because they are going to be a up-and-coming DJ producing a guest show and potentially more for Maximum. They've got a incredible depth of knowledge and passion for punk and Maximum rock and roll. So excited about that. So without further ado, the last set, it begins with The Pissed. The Customer Is Always Right, and this was a suggestion by Liam Gray. So shout out Liam. The Pissed came up a few times with different songs, but going for The Customer Is Always Right. In brackets, I'm adding this one, they're definitely not.
We're getting treated like shit. I don't think that we deserve this. This goes out to everyone who works in public service. We battle the masses on the front lines every day. Good morning, may I help you? Now fucking go away, you rude bastard. Don't patronize me. You'll get some respect when you say something to me. You rude bastard. Don't talk down to me. You condescending asshole, learn some common courtesy. Customers are total shit, they prove this regularly. They think they need no more about my lousy job than me. They think they can do better, I can do it twice as fast. Here's your change, sir, now you can shove it up your ass, you rude bastard. Don't patronize me. You'll get some respect when you show some to me. You rude bastard, don't you talk down to me. You're condescending asshole, learn some common courtesy. Customer's always right, and Santa Claus is real. Jesus died for our sins, he better fucking kneel. The customer's always right, the tooth fairy's a lie. If you believe all that, I've got some bridges you can buy. Never once say please, never once say thank you. You didn't consider it moron with no manners, so fuck you. It's obvious your parents didn't raise you very well. Have a nice day, man. Now you can't burn in hell, you rude bastard. Don't patronize me. You'll get some respect when you show some to me. You rude bastard. Don't you talk down to me. You condescending asshole, learn some common courtesy. We'll be right back.
Yes, that was the Vindictives with Assembly Line. That's one of my, I was going to say favorite punk songs. That's one of my favorite songs. I love that song. And the Vindictives are one of those groups that I forget about for some reason. And then when I remember them and listen to the CD or stream it or whatever, I'm reminded how good they are. Yeah, we've come to the end. Prior to the Vindictives, we had J Church with Bottom Rung. Big shout to David Watke. Apologies if I didn't get your name right there, but thank you for the recommendation. That got a lot of love from other people. And yeah, it's always good to hear J Church. And prior to that, we had The Pissed. The Customer Is Always Right. And it is the right time to say goodbye. Thank you to everyone that contributed. Please do check out Working to Work if you're interested. I'll put the details in the description of this show. And we're going to end this show with Collate and their song Dislocative Ritual. This is Erica's group and who are about to go on tour. So perhaps go see them if you enjoy this. The tour dates are on their Bandcamp page. Thank you, Erica, for all your help with this show, and have a good tour. And one more song about work. Thanks for listening, and Viva Maximum Rock and Roll.